The Commission on Integration and Cohesion hopes to examine why ethnic groups have felt increasingly isolated, particularly Muslim immigrants from South Asian nations. Announcing its creation, Ruth Kelly, the Secretary for Communities and Local Government, said it is time for an honest examination of the situation of Britain's ethnic immigrant communities.
I think the debate will have considerably more value if we can be open and honest about the challenges that we face. We must not be censored by political correctness, and we can't tiptoe round important issues.
The announcement comes 2 weeks after the revelation of a plot to blow up U.S.-bound airliners. 11 young British-born Muslim men have been charged in the plot, and others are in custody undergoing questioning. The suicide bomb attacks on the London transportation system last year were also carried out by young British Muslims. Secretary Kelly acknowledged that terror attacks by radical Islamists have made life harder for some sectors of Britain's ethnic communities.
And for some communities in particular, we need to acknowledge that life in Britain has started to feel markedly different since the attacks and 9/11 in New York and 7/7 in London, even more so since the events of 2 weeks ago.
Contacted by telephone, Saeed Sirjani, a spokesman for the Muslim Association of Britain, welcomed the commission's creation.
Initially, for us, it's something which is positive. It's important that there is something, such body or such commission, although we wait and see for what is the difference. Is it going to make any difference for Muslims and for the society at large?
Tahir Abbas, director of the Center for the Study of Ethnicity and Culture at the University of Birmingham, tells VOA the issues of segregation and assimilation have been brewing for years, creating resentment among young Muslims.
I think we're seeing this now because obviously the problems of the terror attacks on London last year, on the back of issues around community cohesion that emerged in 2001, we've got a certain set of issues in relation to particularly young British-born Muslims, but also in general in the sense that there are pockets of segregation emerging which are seen as problematic. And of course, notions of interfaith dialogue have been somewhat limited too.
Abbas says the Commission's first priority should be to look at how opportunities are limited for many of Britain's ethnic minorities.
I think, first and foremost, it's economic and social mobility that is primary here. People need a sense of good education, a sense that there's a job there, and that they have an opportunity to be good citizens by being taxpayers and voters, and therefore feeling part of a wider society. If people are socially excluded, economically excluded, it will encourage others to go in particular directions.
The commission is scheduled to submit its findings by next June. Gary Thomas, VOA News, London.